First of all, I bring you a short reading from John's Gospel. John is my favorite Gospel. It is so deep. It is so moving. It touches on deep themes that connect and resonate with us. And so in John, in chapter 1, we read, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it." I wonder when you first became aware of the light, when the light of Christ first began to shine in your life. For me, it was when I was about 5 or 6 years old, and it was coming up towards Christmas time, and I have this very strong memory of sitting by the fireside and having a sense of God's love overwhelm me and knowing within my heart how much I loved God. It was a precious moment in my life. It changed my life. My life has not been the same since because of what Jesus did in me that day. Perhaps some of you have a similar story. Maybe around Christmas time, you felt Jesus speaking into your heart. Or maybe parents or an aunt or an uncle sat down with you and they read this Christmas story and it started making sense to you. Maybe for you it was at Easter time. Maybe at an Easter camp, the story of the resurrection, and it became real to you. For a few of us, it may have been when you were in a very, very dark place in your life. And when the light of Jesus began to shine, it was so different and it stood out for you. As we go through Advent, we light candles. And this reminds us that the light of the world that came through the birth of Jesus. The light that shines in the darkness. And the darkness cannot overcome it. So how does this light shine? Well, it shines through the story of Jesus that we read in the Bible. And we've heard that today in different ways, through the play and the story for the children and the reading of scriptures. The light of Jesus shines through the story of the Bible and Jesus' birth and his death and his resurrection. It shines through his ascension. The light shines through his teaching. The light shines through the stories we read where we see his courage when he was facing opposition. When we see his strength when he was throwing the traitors out of the temple so that people could go there and pray. We see the light shining in his compassion when he would come alongside people in their time of need and would speak to them and would help them. The light shines in his relationship with his heavenly Father and his invitation for us to come and be part of his family. The gospel is the good news in which Jesus shines. And every time we pick up the scriptures, and every time we read this story, we see again the way that Jesus shines through it. But we also know that Jesus shines through human history. Recently, our home group watched a DVD of John Ortberger, an amazing preacher, speaking about the effect that Jesus has had on the world. And so, at the moment, we're in the year 2013. That's not just a number that's plucked out of the air. It's a number that relates to Jesus' birth, 2013 years ago, 12 months, 15 days. Well, of course, we don't exactly know when Jesus was born, and the monk who worked it out, we know now, he got his sums wrong. He was out by about 4 years. But this number reminds us, every time we write it in a document, this number reminds us Jesus was born, and this date signifies, is related to that time when he was born. You go into any of the great art galleries in the world and you will see paintings of Jesus, because Jesus has inspired artists throughout the ages with his stories. In the Western world, many of the first hospitals were set up in Jesus' name by Jesus' followers to show the compassion that Jesus had shown. Today we have read from John's Gospel. Every time you see a St. John's ambulance go by, It carries John's name. John, the beloved disciple, who reminds us of Jesus. Many universities were established in his name. John Calvin, the great reformer of the 1500s, he had this wonderful idea about a university. Back in those days, only rich people could go to university. It's becoming like that again now. But back in those days, only rich people were able to go to university. So what does he do? He opens up the doors for everyone and anyone to come in and to learn. And so others were able to have this free education. And that changed the way education was delivered throughout the Western world. The light of Jesus shines through history and art and education and democracy and science and health care. And it has done so through the last 2,000 years of our world history. Now this scripture reminds us that the darkness tries to extinguish that light. And when John writes here about extinguishing the darkness, trying to overcome it or put it out, the phrase that John uses has two meanings. One of them is to grasp with the mind. So some translations, when you read this, you may have wondered why they say this differently. It's because they're picking up on these different meanings. One says the darkness could not comprehend it. It's to do with grasping it with the mind. Could not perceive it or could not understand it. And so some translations will say that. The other is to grasp it in order to extinguish. And so some translations say the darkness couldn't overcome it, couldn't put it out, couldn't extinguish it. And there's truth in both of these understandings. Because when Satan saw Jesus living, he couldn't comprehend, he couldn't understand God's plan, and neither could he stop him in what Jesus was doing. And we see this also in the opposition, that the people that opposed Jesus, they couldn't understand what he was about and what he was doing, and neither could they stop him. Both of these meanings are real. The second meaning, to overcome or extinguish, has the stronger meaning, but both are valid. And we see this sometimes in people in our own age. We who know the Lord and love the Lord, it just seems so clear to us. The light is shining for us. But you talk to perhaps a friend or a colleague at work, and they just don't get it. Because you see, the darkness cannot comprehend the story. And this verse also hints at the spiritual battle that we are part of, the battle between the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of darkness. And the darkness is trying to overcome the light, to eliminate it and to remove it. And when John says this, he's preparing us for the story that's to come. Because the story of Jesus isn't straightforward. It isn't the story of God who comes and everyone's really happy about that. And so it prepares us for this. There will be rejection. There will be animosity. Some people will try to extinguish or eliminate Jesus. However, this isn't an even battle. This isn't a battle where things are sort of 50-50. Let's see who's going to win, the light or the darkness. Not at all. The darkness has no chance. The light wins every time. The light wins. Herod tried to extinguish this light when Jesus was first born. Satan tried to extinguish the light by tempting Jesus in the desert, but Jesus remained faithful. Humanity tried to extinguish the light when we put Jesus to death on the cross. And for a moment, it almost looked like the darkness might have won. But at the resurrection, we see the light continues to shine and has overcome even death. The human problem is outlined for us in John chapter 3. The light has come into the world, but men love the darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil. And everyone who does evil hates the light, and they won't come into the light for fear that the deeds will be exposed. And we understand from this, not everyone wants to come out into the light of Jesus because we will be shown for how we are. But the wonderful thing about this light, when we let it shine on us, and when we see how we are, and when we confess our sin to God, he cleanses us and purifies us, washes us clean. People in general, in the natural sense, don't want this light shining because it exposes our sin and what we're really like. But it's so good to come into that light and to have the forgiveness of Jesus. So again, how does that light shine? It shines through the Bible story. It shines through Jesus and history, but it also shines through you and through me, because Jesus allows his light to reflect in us so that it may be a light to others. And Paul put it this way when he encouraged people to live a good life: shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life. And this good news, this light that has come into our world, has been resonating and shining for these 2,000 years, shining so brightly. It hasn't been overcome. Satan wasn't able to put it out. Chairman Mao wasn't able to put it out in his Cultural Revolution. Stalin wasn't able to put it out in the darkness of his purges. So many people have tried to put it out over time, and yet the light keeps shining and shining and shining, because Christians carry the light with them wherever they are. And it may be hard for us to focus on in the Western world and to be able to really understand it when we have seen something of decline in the church. But more and more people are coming to faith every year than ever before in China and Africa and South America. Millions are finding faith. Friends, I love this church. It's such a good church to be a part of. Recently we had our glow party, and the light shone in the darkness because of the love of the people who put that together for the children of our community. The light was shining when the children at Epsom had their bake sale to help children in Syria. At our last children's team meeting, we heard about that. And it has inspired us. And we want to repeat it again on both our church sites. I could talk about mainly music or playgroup or fathers and sons, our habitat team, the shoe boxes we did for Christmas, and so much more of these things. The light shines in us and through us because Jesus is with us. And the light of Jesus does make a difference. It makes a difference when you wake up in the morning and you know His light is shining on us, and that we will have light for the day upon the path that we walk. It makes a difference when we read our Bibles, because we know that as we read, the light again will go on and something will speak to us in our hearts by His Spirit. It makes a difference because our lives become transformed and His light is seen more clearly in us as we become more loving and show mercy and become forgiving. That light shines. It shines all year round, but especially at Advent and Christmas. Let's step up into that light again. Let us let Jesus' light radiate in us. Let it shine with His truth and His love and His mercy through us in these coming weeks. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. Therefore, let's walk in the light as He is in the light, and all of this to His glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pray together. Oh Lord, we want to thank You for the light that shines. And when our world was in the midst of darkness, You allowed that light to shine for us. You came and lived among us. You showed us Your truth. How wonderful You are, O Lord, that You would do this for us. Oh Lord, shine in us and shine through us as we meet with friends and family over this Advent and Christmas season. As our time at work or school, the things that we're involved in come to an end, let us shine for You, Lord, in all of those situations. As we travel, Lord, let us shine for You. In what we say and in what we do, let us shine for You. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.